And we're back with more Cheryl Underwood Radio.
Thank you, Super Producer. No, we have not forgotten multiple things. One, we got the Call Me promotion, 1-855-Cheryl-1. Call me. Tell me how you listen to Cheryl Underwood Radio. Either you listen to The World According to Cheryl, the podcast of Cheryl Underwood Radio, or how you listen to us on one of our 276 affiliates. And we want you to give us your phone number, and we're going to call you back. We will air your call, but not your phone number. And we're getting you ready for cash and prizes. And there's a way for you to double, triple, and quadruple your cash prize or any prize that you win by following all of us on social media, because we're going to have clues that you can use to win on Cheryl Underwood Radio. Speaking of winning, we still at work today, so none of us won Mega Millions at a Powerball. But Jim, you said you would have accepted the 560.
I would have taken the 560 now, Cheryl. I've moved
right.
on.
560,000 for what was it, four five, or five? 560,000, I think, was some places in California. Chatsworth.
Oh, yeah.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah.
Kyle, why you didn't buy us now?
You know what, Cheryl? Mm-hmm. I messed up.
I know.
I was slipping.
We'll get them next year.
Yeah.
We'll get them. But we were talking about the fact that we have 276 affiliates.
Yeah.
And we also have not forgotten that we're going to talk some politics news. You can use Word on the Street
Success
from Hilden in the next break, because it's three, right?
Yes.
It's three. But we were talking about the Radio Facts article. Thank you, Kevin Ross, for spotlighting Cheryl Underwood, Cheryl Underwood Radio, Pack Rap Foundation for Education, and Pack Rap Productions. So you liked the articles.
I did like the article because it was in-depth, and it seemed like you guys were overall pretty much on the same page as far as what needs to happen in the industry and how growth happens, which you've kind of been out there for the last couple of years as far as, hey, we're going to hit up internet stations, we're going to do podcasting, we're going to do all kinds of other stuff. And I felt he, for the most part, you guys were eye to eye and just opened up about
it.
Yeah. What'd you think, Courtney?
I thought the same thing. He got it. He knew that internet and podcast is, you know, the way in the future. And we are right on the money ahead of everybody.
Right. And to me, the terrestrial shows that are clinging to traditional radio, they're missing a boat. You have to have traditional brick and mortar radio, just like with shopping.
Right.
You got to have Sears and then Sears online. So I can bring back what I bought online to the store because that's how humans function. I want to get it really fast. And if I don't like it, I want to bring it back to you. Vic Frost, you say what?
No, I really appreciate like the insight in as far as where you're going and where where you're taking this whole vision. And it's definitely going to take off. It's flying already, and we're already ahead of the game. So Kevin, you know, kudos to Kevin for putting us on a spotlight like that. And, you know, you having all the information that people, because, you know, a lot of radio folks have read that article, and I'm sure they're thinking to themselves, why didn't I think of that?
That should be smart.
You know, or no even control. Let's try to start doing that.
Let's
now.
Try to start doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it seemed like that's what he was trying to do, though.
What's that?
Part of me, when I was reading, I was thinking, why are you giving away the game? And then I thought, well, that you should be giving away the game. Yeah. Help elevate. And just because they know how we doing it don't mean that they could do it like
absolutely
we do.
Right.
It's good for PDs out there, too, because they're going to see, like, oh, wow, this is actually a nationally syndicated show with no corporate control over it.
That's
right.
Better
independence
and more real content.
Yes, and that's the other thing I wanted people to see. And Kyle, you're right. I did have kind of a concern. I was like, I'm going to get my strategy out there. But then I thought, well, wait a minute. First of all, I believe, just like with jokes, you can steal a Cheryl Underwood joke all day long, but once you tell it, you be oh, that's Cheryl Underwood.
Yeah.
I remember the night that happened. She took her shoes off and she started walking down the freeway because she was mad. You know, I saw that. You know, I witnessed that.
Right.
So to me, if I let you in on what he's doing, it legitimizes the fact that we've been grinding for 5 years. And under the radar, most people didn't take us seriously.
That's right.
You know, they didn't think we could do it. Plus, a lot of people criticize us for wanting to do sports.
Yes.
Remember, we lost a lot of affiliates. We weren't funny enough for people. They criticized when we wanted to do sports. And also, they didn't understand everybody's got lanes. And did you read the line about the laughing at the unfunny?
Yes, I was going to say that.
Listen to me.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. Because that's 100% the truth.
Right.
The people around somebody laughing at it, and everybody knows it's not funny, but this is great.
And the fact that, and it's not saying that, like, we don't have the traditional terrestrial affiliate list.
Right.
We don't have it. Right. We're not saying we never will have it. We're just saying we felt that we had a better model. That one of the things we wanted to do was enlighten, empower, and hit those hot topics in the beginning with Harry Sutherland. That was the foundation to what we were going to do. And the goal really was to go get politicians to interview and then just go tell us why. Mm-hmm. You know, then we wanted to hit entertainers and entertainment, but we didn't want to be an entertainment interview show because then you got to do this all the time right. And you don't know if entertainers really want to interview. Right. A lot of us don't want to talk, you know, so we had to have a place where we spotlight them, but we're not sure if they want to talk. But sports was where I really wanted us to set ourselves apart from other shows. And now we see other, especially urban shows, now trying to do multiple sports segments.
Yep.
But they don't sustain it because I just felt sports was about winning and losing. It was about life.
Right.
It was about winning and losing. It was whatever the athlete was doing. Ray Caruth gets out of jail.
Okay. Right.
That's you know, or even as women. If a fine athlete retired or still actively playing and still got some of that money, walked up in here, Courtney, two of them, and said, "I'm here for Courtney and Cheryl." Hey, let's get in the car, Courtney. Let's go.
Fellas, hope you listen. Hope you listen.
That's right.
Get your money right.
Get your money.
You're gonna lose your woman or your work wife.
That's right.
Your money ain't right.
Did you say work wife? I heard that.
Yeah. I heard it here. Get your money I heard what he said. He said his woman or his work wife.
That's right.
You see, so these go over Courtney's head easily.
So
that's what I like about her the most.
Really?
Well, I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but it sounds good.
Right.
Although,
wipe it at Harry. Harry, I was, if you are the Princeton, who am I?
That's right.
Okay. We'll be right back. More show on the radio.
Oh, we were on the air?
Yes, we were.